Hello, and welcome to Socially Savvy, broadcasting live from Sweet Lounge in the heart of Bellevue. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, LB Duchess, and joining us today is co-host Jewel Fisher from Get Seen Productions and founder of Team Photogenic.
Hi, LB. Thanks for having me.
Please feel free to call to join in the conversation today by calling in at 323-843-6090.
Or they can go to the Facebook page, Socially Savvy.
Yep, they can go to the Facebook page. I love technology. We've got all these little pieces. I'm like hitting record over here. We're addressing. You know, it's fun when you get to go live on air and then you're going live video and you don't realize how many little pieces there are to the puzzle.
That's true. And where are we today?
Today we're in downtown Bellevue. This is Sweet Lounge. This is a fantastic location if you're not 26 and under. While 26 and under would definitely enjoy it, it has a much more savvy, sophisticated feel to it. And it was created with the 33 and up kind of, you know, flow of people to be able to come in. You can tell by the decor, which is nice, video everybody gets to see. It's swank. It's relaxing. They have an outside, just right outside in the atrium area that you could go sit, and they call it the cell phone area when the music's thumping at night.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
that's a great idea.
Have some great DJs that bring in a nice mix of, you know, today's music, a lot of like Latin music and stuff that people can really move to.
Right.
And they bring in a lot of the oldie stuff. So it's a really great atmosphere if you want to go out at night and, you know, kick up and have a really good time.
Well, we've done a lot of events here.
Yeah.
We did Lean Goddess a
yes.
couple weeks ago here with Metropolitan Fashion Week.
And yep.
Bellevue Collections, Fashion Week.
Fashion Week, the Vogue.
The closing
yep.
night party was here.
Yep.
It's a great place.
It is. It's a lot of fun. You have a great staff. They work really, really hard to make it fun for everybody.
Yes.
They've got big screen TVs up. They've got a bar that you can walk all the way around. It's got seating that goes all the way around. So it has a nice little ability to it.
I like the chandelier over the bar.
Oh, I love the chandelier.
It changes color.
It
pole
does.
Dancing.
I know.
Are you going to pole dance for us by the end of the show?
No, there's no pole dancing here anymore. Thank
what?
Goodness. That's a little awkward.
Well, yeah, I think it would hit people in the head as those girls came around with those heels on. Boom! Out shot.
So one of the coolest things that we're going to be rolling out today, we were invited to come out and broadcast live from here because they are rolling out a fantastic new dinner menu.
Yes.
A lot of people just walk by and they think, oh, you know, it's got that swanky lounge feel and it says Sweet Lounge. So they're thinking, oh, you know, only for certain hours.
Right.
But they are going to be rolling out some other things. Besides dinner and a fantastic happy hour menu, we're going to get to try some of those dinner menu plates on air today.
I'm hungry.
I know. I'm really excited. So in front of us, we have our first beverage tasting, and I'm going to hand the mic over to Tanya.
Did we get two glasses?
I think we're sharing, darling. She is, I believe, the bar manager here. And she has been orchestrating. You need to come and sit down, girlfriend.
Come on in.
She's shy. She's orchestrated a lot of the desserts that they've had in here,
uh-huh.
as well as had a hand in really helping to create the what I think is so special about their drink menu. So
tell us
a little bit about what we get to drink here.
This is our sweet orange Bellini. It has fresh champagne, fresh peach puree, peach schnapps, and a splash of orange juice with Belvedere vodka.
That is going to be fantastic for summertime. It's really refreshing. It's not too sweet either.
Mm-hmm. It's That's got that carbonated
good.
Feel. Refreshing. Perfect summer drink.
Yes, you could drink those all day.
All day, all night.
Bad news bears. No, but that's, you know, kind of the concept we're going for, but, yes.
To be able to enjoy
yourself,
them.
Right.
Yes.
So people who have maybe not ever been here before, if they were to come in, what would they expect from your beverage menu? What is it you guys are trying to create that's a little bit different from everybody else?
Handcraftness. Handcrafted signature cocktails, refreshing, light, something you can drink all day on the patio. They're great summer drinks. They're easy. We actually have a mojito and margarita menu, which is amazing.
Oh, yum.
So many. We're going to actually have you try them today.
Ooh.
Really, you're going to be so impressed, and they're awesome.
And here's the menu right
And you're
going to
be,
us.
Right?
And I don't know if you can talk about it yet, because I've only heard whispers of this. You're going to be having some fun stuff once the patio opens up as well.
Yes, we have a lot of events coming, and I can't talk about them right now.
Oh, shoot. I thought maybe you'd get, okay, that's okay. I'll wait.
Got to keep the intenseness going here for the patio,
When does it open?
What's the
patio?
The end of May.
End of May.
Mm-hmm.
So
after,
excited for
after
that.
After Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Now, one last thing before we start our show and then move on to when some food and stuff as it starts coming out. You guys just launched a VIP program. I believe it's going to be coming out that they're sending out information on. I know that how you get in is still, they're still putting all that plan together. When would we be able to go to the page and check out, like if somebody wanted to do a VIP party, how would they do that?
Oh, just go on our website at www.sweetbellevue.com and you can book your reservation online, or you can call us here. You can talk to Kate or Kat, my event coordinator, and they can set that all up for you. It's amazing.
Perfect. Yeah, because I know a lot of people have, we've thrown a lot of VIP events here, and you just take such a great care, and I like the way you've got all this, you know, everything set up. So for birthday parties, special events, we've even done shows here where people did jewelry shows and stuff. So
yeah, we really do create that personal touch feeling here when you come here at Sweet. It's truly an experience that you won't forget.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, thanks so much. I look forward to the
You're
next
welcome.
Two.
Thank you.
Okay, so today's show is obviously...
She remembered to turn the microphone off.
I know, I love her to death. She's been here since almost the beginning, and like I said, she creates these fantastic desserts and
yeah.
does such a wonderful job of making sure everybody's happy here. So we're here at Sweet Lounge, and today's show is brought to you by Sweet Lounge and House Wines. We're going to be chatting about socially sincere, which is something that I think a lot of people kind of overlook or ignore or try to forget. So I thought we would just touch base with that a little bit. We're going to be rolling out, like I said, the new dinner menu and happy hour yummies, which one of them we're drinking now.
Yeah.
Wine, Women, and Shoes. You're going to be telling us about that later on tonight because that is coming up this week.
This week. It's a big week. Big
it's
week.
It's going to be a fun one.
Yes, indeed.
And then, of course, socially acceptable, unacceptable, and our socially savvy hints. So how are you doing today, Mr. Duell?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
You know, it's a Monday. And, I actually took the weekend off from events.
Okay, now that's unheard of for you. I know for a fact that you rarely take a weekend off.
I worked in the office and got my apartment cleaned and even dusted off the plant leaves and made them all shiny and pretty. Yeah, that was my weekend.
Well, I think it's a good point to make. It is very socially acceptable to take some time away from all of the events, from feeling like you have to be out there, to go home and do something that's going to keep you grounded, centered, and feel good about when you do go out.
Yes. Yes, and in fact, yesterday when I went to Metropolitan Market in West Seattle, where I lived, at about 6:30,
oh wow,
I went to Chico, the checkout gentleman, and then I said, "You're the first person I've actually talked to today." So thank you
for the silence.
Kind of customer right in front of me.
Oh.
You know,
so you just kind of made his day.
I did.
Oh,
I
that's
made him
too
laugh,
cute.
And he made me laugh, and so it was all good.
Love that.
So, Josh is telling me to put the microphone back up to my face more. Is that better? Thank you, Josh. So how are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Mondays,
I usually, as long as I've got everything set with the show and all of my topics and all of my guests ready to go, we're good to go.
Yeah.
My Mondays are typically Tuesday. I go back to the real world and the job world. That's my Monday.
Yes, indeed.
So let's chat socially sincere. One of the things I like to do whenever we're starting a topic is I go over the definition because I feel we don't have a tendency to really look at the definition of anything anymore. We use words because we were taught them, you know, in first grade through kindergarten.
Correct.
And I think a lot of times we get the definitions bundled up and crazed up in our mind as time goes on. It's kind of like that story that goes through 20 people.
Right.
You know, it's changed.
Right.
So,
right.
Definition of sincerity or sincere is free from pretense or deceit, proceeding from genuine feelings. Of that is for a person, and then saying what they genuinely feel or believe, not dishonest or hypocritical. I think a lot of people kind of struggle with sincerity because of the preconceived notion that we live in a fake world.
Totally.
You know, Facebook, you can create your persona, and it can be completely, or your avatar is what I like to call it. You know, your Facebook is basically your avatar for how you are. And it creates a lot of confusion when what people see on your social media is so different than what they see in person.
Yeah, it's very true.
And so I think understanding sincerity and starting to realize how that is going to factor in your social settings, you're going to find yourself a lot more at ease. You're also going to find yourself in a place of more comfort within yourself. Otherwise, you look like you're walking around in somebody else's skin.
Well, I think most people are
Well, I mean, that's true. I'm always uncomfortable.
They're walking around, in, you know, because we live in a fake world.
Yeah.
I mean, everything is not a red carpet paparazzi moment.
Glam moment,
and
yeah.
It's not real life.
That's true.
It's certain people's lives, but it's not,
not every day.
Every person's life.
Right.
And there are too many people that are not genuine that think they are.
Well, and so with that said, I started thinking about, okay, where is this falling apart? So in my opinion, where things start going amok is when people use being sincere or honest to be able to say whatever they want or do whatever they want. I can't tell you how many times people have, we've been talking in an open forum, and they're like, I'm just being honest. No, you're just being a butt, and you're hiding behind the premise of being honest so that you can state whatever it is that's on your mind. When you're dealing with trying to create relationships and dealing with wanting to make connections with people, that sincerity is a big, huge part of it, because you can sell me the world, the moon. You could be selling me another fantastic. And she walked away. We'll have to wait till she comes.
I asked for a glass of water.
Oh, well,
she's very sincere.
And you are.
And I am very sincere about my thank yous to people.
That's a very good thing.
Yes.
Even when we're in the middle of a show, I love that.
Well, you know,
it's the little things in life.
It is the little things. And I, you know, let's go back to Facebook for a moment. I'm sorry, I'm not looking at the camera, so therefore I have to, like, think of the microphone now in my face.
I'm eating mine.
You know, like, I thank on my birthday, when everybody wishes me a happy birthday on Facebook,
yep.
I actually thank everybody that did that.
Me too.
Because they took the time to say happy birthday to me.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the time to say thank you for wishing me a happy birthday.
Well, and you know, obviously those are considered your manners, your courtesies. I don't think people understand the power behind them.
I think you're right. I think there's a generational gap there because my mother was very strict about how we behaved and how we acted towards people and in public.
Yeah.
So when we didn't react properly,
right,
we were punished.
Punished.
Thank you.
Okay, before she walks away, I want her to grab the mic and tell us what this fantastic, and again, very genuine right now, fantastically pretty purple drink is. It looks like a purple soda pop.
What is it?
Well, that great juice. Only I could put it in a juice box. It would be awesome. This is our brand new sangria.
I love sangrias.
You can't get any more handcrafted than the sangria right here.
Ooh.
It is marinated for 2 days in oranges, limes, lemons, blackberries, strawberries for 2 days, red wine, apple cider. It's amazing.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Jewel, can I have the straw and you'll sip from the glass? Are you okay? Or do you want the straw?
We're all family around
wonderful.
Here.
Okay.
I'll have a straw.
Okay. Oh, hell no. Wow, okay. I just found my summertime drink. That
yum.
Is so yum.
You know what's awesome about
ooh,
this is that
good.
We can sell it per glass or by pitcher.
Oh, okay. Pitcher sangrias are so much fun. It's like party in a pitcher.
Yep.
Party in a pitcher.
It's like girls' night out and, oh, dear Lord.
So
when it's open out there and you got a pitcher of that, a couple of friends.
Life is good. And if you overdrink, there is a hotel right here that you can check into. There's no need to drink and drive. You can be responsible and have fun at the same time.
Exactly.
That's right.
So when the drinks that we have here in front of us, they're part of your summer specials. Are they also part of your happy hour?
The sweet orange Bellini is.
Okay.
Everything on our specialty cocktail menu is half off during happy hour.
That is fantastic.
And then we have our summer drinks and our seasonal drinks too.
Okay.
Which is our mojito and margarita menu and then our sangrias.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Thank you.
Does it also come in different flavors?
We will be having a white sangria come out later in the summer, but right now we're doing the red.
Oh, okay.
And that seems to be everybody's favorite.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Yay.
Because everybody loves red.
Yeah, who doesn't? Well, and red is very healthy for you.
Did I hear that correctly?
No, we're not going to go there. We're there.
Okay.
Caloric Curve wine glasses. If you love wine but also are counting calories or following a special dietary regimen, you'll appreciate Caloric wine glasses made and hand-etched in the United States, these are lead-free and dishwasher-safe. So go ahead, indulge by the ounce. These wine glasses help measure consumption in 2-ounce increments, which makes it easy to calculate caloric intake with every sip. It's also a handy companion for Weight Watchers, smartphones, and iPad applications. Go to www.caloriccuvee.com for more information, and don't forget to add in your Savvy 15 for 15% off.
Yay.
I know, that one's a fun one.
Those glasses are awesome.
They are, and I'm back on my Weight Watchers thing, so it's like, got to get ready for that, you know, that late spring bikini run.
And the mommy ones, too. They have those mommy ones.
I've got to get a hold of them and get a hold of a mommy one.
Yeah, the mommy ones are great.
Haven't done that yet. So chatting a little bit more about this whole sincerity thing, if you don't want to be seen as just another networker, you want to start trying to grab onto these ideas. Sometimes it sounds a little bit old-fashioned, but go talk to your grandparents. Talk to them about manners and politeness and, you know, the pleases and thank yous. Yes, sir, yes, ma'am, or just go down south. I mean, you'll get corrected like that.
Well, you know, half of my family is from Tennessee, so I learned firsthand what it is to be a Southern.
A southern belle.
Well, I wasn't quite a belle.
Well, I mean, you know, down there everything's all about either being a Southern belle or talking to a Southern belle.
And they dressed up.
Yep.
I mean, they sweats and flip flops just did not cut it going to the grocery store. That's for sure.
That would not work out very well for people. So with sincerity in the thought process, when you're going to these events and you're trying to figure out. And I say this because I think sincerity is a great place to start. If you can learn to just be very genuine when you walk in the door, number one, you are going to start to feel more comfortable with yourself because just like lying,
mm-hmm.
you're trying to do, if you're lying about something, you're trying to remember a truth that's not natural, not happened to your body. It's not a natural trigger. So everything becomes harder. When you're sincere and you're true to who you are, the only thing you really have to do is make sure that you've got you in the right place when you walk into an event.
True. That's very true. Yes.
So it's one of the first things I try to tell people, especially when you're just getting out there, when you know, move to a new area, even if you feel like the people around you, some people will go to New York and they go, oh, they're really mean, or, oh, you know, Washingtonians are really standoffish. If you're that person who's always being kind and thoughtful, people are going to warm up to you, and they're going to warm up fast. So it makes you probably one of the more appealing people in a room.
That's true. That's very true. And in fact, I've taught my photographers over the years that just smiling at people when they walk into the event.
Oh, yeah.
Just smiling at them is a welcome to say,
hello,
I'm here. I'm here to take a great picture of you, and that's what we're going to get.
Yeah.
And it works.
It does.
And if you've had a bad day, put it in a bag.
Put it in a bag and put it away.
Because it doesn't belong where you're going to work, period.
Where are you going to work? Where are you going to socialize? I mean, even if you're just meeting friends and somebody brings in a new friend. I mean, it's just...
Right. How am I doing with the mic, Josh?
You're doing a little bit better now.
I keep.
You know what I have to say is I'm loving this because I'm constantly with you. I'm constantly like shifting down. it's fun to see you being a little bit, you know.
Well, because I got the speaker right behind me. So
oh, so you can, so hear,
I can hear
well.
I can hear anyway.
Okay, that's,
you know,
awesome.
So we're going to look like lushes with all these drinks piling up in front of us, dear.
Do I have a problem with that?
No, but we got to make room for more.
Well, and food's going to be coming out here any minute, too, so I'm really excited about that.
What's her name? She's darling.
Her name is Tanya.
Tanya.
She is fantastic. So anytime you come into Suite, if you need something special or you want some help with something, she is definitely one of the go-tos. Her and Kate are fantastic.
Come see Tanya.
Come see Tanya.
Suite Lounge here at Bellevue. The Bellevue Collection.
The Bellevue Collection here, right by the Hyatt.
Yes.
So, socially savvy hints.
Socially savvy hints.
Do you have one?
I would say back to smile when you walk into the room. Be welcoming to smile, and people will appreciate it. Really.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with that. When I was thinking about this, writing the show, I was going back to those things that your parents and your grandparents tell you when you're a little kid, trying to get you to portray and get your brain in the right place. And when in doubt,
yes.
I go back to the movie Bambi, where Thumper's mom says, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all. And I'll never, for as long as I forget, ever, ever forget that. Because there are times when I have something in brewing in the back of my head, like a little cackly witch's brew, and I just want to throw that at somebody, and I just have to take that deep breath and go, okay, just because they're coming from a not-so-happy place does not mean I need to make it an even more not-so-happy
place.
So,
right.
I think that's
that just made me think of the Olympia Dukakis line from Steel Magnolias.
What? Which
you
one?
You don't have anything nice to say, come sit next to me. Just, you know.
That's true.
I love that movie. Anyway.
And I'll fix you up. No,
okay. Hint.
Yeah.
Savvy hint.
Socially savvy hints.
Yeah.
Anything else that you can think of that... See, sometimes we really do fly off the cuff. I'm just saying. I keep looking here to see if someone's going to call, give us some ideas. No callers yet.
I'm checking Facebook, and no one's checking.
That's okay.
Anyway, we have big announcements coming up here.
We have a lot of big announcements. Actually, I'm checking Facebook right now because I'm all over the board, aren't I?
All
righty, here we go. Oh. Girly Girl Wines, a woman's wine company designated to serve wine who are young at heart and enjoy their girly time in their daily life. Girly Girl Wines also donates a part of its proceeds to help fund breast cancer research and other types of research. Check them out at girlygirlwines.com.
Very nice, LB.
I know, I'm getting
and
the hang
I'm
of
not,
this.
I'm just not saying that. Just say it.
Aww.
I'm sincere about it.
You're going to... Okay, didn't see that one coming. No.
Oh. Well. Okay, I'm just looking at our... You posted on the Wine Women Shoes.
I did.
And you put the logo up on your Socially Savvy Facebook page.
I did.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Because you know Doug Claret, that he works here, he's one of the shoe guys.
I did not know that.
He was at last year's event.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
I auctioned him off. We got $3,000 for him.
Do tell. Maybe we should save the story for later.
It's a clean story.
Okay.
There was nothing wrong, but he was on The Bachelorette,
right?
2 years ago, and so he came as a shoe guy last year and helped sell raffle tickets, and they had the bright idea to auction him off as a date.
Oh, how cute!
So I got up there and I auctioned him off, and we started at $50, and within a matter of minutes, it was up to
$3,000 for the bat for a previous bachelor.
Yeah,
and that is a whole lot of fun.
He would be here tonight, so we could ask him about his wonderful experience last year.
Well, we'll have to see if he comes by. Oh, and here's the food. Okay, here's the fun part of what we do.
I know these people.
Yes, you do.
Yes,
they're actually.
I haven't seen you.
This
either.
Is the fun part is when you have listeners show up to the show live, and it's very fun.
We used to work in fragrances together.
I know. I get to work with her on a daily basis. She's adorable. So
oh,
they are serving
yummy.
Up some of their. These are your small plates, if I am correct. I'm going to actually hand you the mic again and have you tell us a little bit about this because this looks fantastic.
So first we have the shrimp spring roll.
Spring rolls.
Oh, my gosh, they're so pretty.
Comes with a sweet chili pepper sauce. And they're wrapped in a rice paper with cilantro, lime, carrots, cabbage.
It's got crunchies.
Uh-huh.
I love crunchies.
Some people order it just for the crunchies.
I probably would. I love crunchies. I'm not even kidding you.
Everybody has to have crunch in their food.
It's one of those things that makes life just kind of fun.
Ooh, these look delicious.
Okay, so I'm going to take a bite, and I'm going to tell everybody. This is the part it's going to be interesting because I'm going to be watching myself eat on air. And I see people do it all the time, but there's that part of you that kind of goes, all right.
We just won't take a picture of you doing it right now. Oh, we have the camera, though.
Ooh, I like that.
Is that good?
It's so light, so refreshing, and with the sweet chili sauce, it adds a sweetness to it. It's amazing.
That is really, really yum.
This looks delicious, Tanya.
So, okay, we were just talking about the caloric Curve wine glasses, you know, for Weight Watchers and stuff. This actually tastes like something that you could come in and eat, and it would definitely fill you up, but it's so light and refreshing.
Absolutely.
I love summer.
I mean, everybody's watching their carbs now and their calories. It's perfect.
This is delicious.
So would you put this? I was too busy chewing. I'm sorry. I didn't grab all of the ingredients. Would this fall under a vegan or any of those things when somebody's asking for certain types of menus? What would this fall under?
Yes, this can. fall under the vegan menu.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Okay, and this second delight that we get to look at over there?
This is the blue crab tostadas.
Oh, my gosh. I love tostadas.
Yum.
Little twist on a taco, but the tostada
yeah,
is a
the whole
hard
thing up,
crunchy
baby. Just
shell.
Eat it.
I'm going
just
to. I'm going to take a bite. There's one for you.
Oh, well, yeah.
This is real interesting, Elvie.
Okay, you guys. I don't want comments back on this. This is going to be interesting.
We need a bib. We need to get a bib.
Drop cloth.
Is it good? What's your review? Yum.
I'm sitting here, crunch, crunch, crunch.
Crunch, crunch, crunch.
Again, wow. So you said it's a blue crab. I like the pico de gallo that you have
mm-hmm.
on it.
It has a little bit of a kick to it. And
just little. These are both just very, very subtle.
Mm-hmm. Cilantro, limes, peppers, and a buffalo sauce on top of our crispy tostada.
Wow. I can't wait to sit here and just chow down later.
I'm going to eat half of this one so I can give the other half to Josh.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much.
I'm sure. Have a spring roll, Josh. They're really good.
He's looking at it going, I'm working here.
Perk of the job, I will say this. Although sometimes it gets a little much around the waistline.
Well, we just have to be careful.
That's true. But these are not, these are healthy.
They are. They're fun, healthy. And again, you know, to be able to come down here and have dinner instead of going to someplace that is maybe more of a formal sit-down or, you know, you're just looking for that new, fun, different place to go to. A lot of people would just totally overlook this. They have a lot of seating in here, and it's just when the sun comes in outside. Oh, I cannot wait for the deck to open. That will be the perfect out. Oh, they've got this whole space out there that opens up. We did my birthday party there last year. We're going to do it again this year.
Fun.
And they have these, last year they had these fab leather couches. I'm not sure if they're going to change up the decor or not for this year, but very much looking forward to it. It's a great place for girlfriends and just a fun, clean feel to it. Okay, so while you're eating, we're going to chat a little bit about the Savvy Skin segment.
Yes.
Savvy Skin is that section where, because obviously how your skin looks when you go to any event is a big kind of that first impression. It's part of that first impression. So how do you keep your skin looking the way you want it to for both men and women? Recently, you know, we've been talking about things like the Clarisonic and I started talking about different products, and it came back to me, not everybody can afford different utensils to be able to get the results that they want from their skin. So now we've got to take it back to old school. We got to go back to what our grandparents were doing and their grandparents and pretty much everybody since the dawn of time.
Soap and water.
Soap and water.
And you know what? To back to that, if you can't afford it, the Body Shop or the Body Works,
uh-huh.
they sell little facial brushes
uh-huh.
with a little handle.
And you just
circulate
yep.
all over your face.
Yep.
Use your favorite soap with it
yep.
or gel soap. I use a gel.
Because that's what feels good.
Because it feels good. And it's great.
Well, and that was one
of
the things.
$5.
Yeah, and that was
$5.
One of the things that I was going to talk about was the reason that the things like Clarisonic, why they came out is because everybody's in a rush. So the technology behind that is in 1 minute you can do what? Washing your face for 5 to 6 minutes, which everybody else used to do before, can accomplish. A lot of people don't realize why their grandparents spent that 6 and 7 minutes, their grandmothers. It was a ritual. Not only did it, you know, they knew that they had to get the circulation going, they knew that they had to clean off all the makeup and get everything off, but it was also a time where they were taking care of themselves and really kind of having that moment. It was, in fact, a ritual.
It was. It was.
And
I agree.
So going back to that, again, sometimes 5 and 6 minutes still seems like a lot. So what I would say is go to the kitchen, grab your little buzzer, put it on 3 minutes the first couple times.
I love that idea.
I guarantee
I
you, you're going to freak
That's
out.
Fun.
After that first minute, you're going to be going, oh, my gosh, I'm just like, what? Why am I still washing my face? You know, it's like
because
both heads.
You want a clean, healthy-looking skin.
Well, and one of the reasons is when you're to get the skin clean, you have to realize that pollutants and bacteria are very molecule-heavy. So they get into the bottom of the pores, and trying to get those out without flexing the pores, without getting the circulation going, they can literally sit in there for years and years. And that's where you start seeing inconsistencies in how your skin feels, how it looks. So by getting your face clean, that really is the foundation of everything else. You know, if you're going to spend $5 on a product, a moisturizer, or $500 on a moisturizer, you want to make sure that it's getting into the pores and getting its job done. So,
correct.
Start with the clean face. Start with the taking the time for yourself to take care of yourself so that when you go in public, you feel good about yourself.
Best face forward.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Best face forward. That's what we say.
The last thing to think about when we're talking about taking that time to wash your face is when you get done, take a moment to think about how your skin feels. If it feels tight or if it feels greasy, then the soap that you're using is not appropriate. When you get done, your face should feel comfortable. If it feels greasy, then you're using something to emollient. If it feels tight, you're using something to astringent.
Correct.
And a lot of times that tight feeling comes from detergents in the soap. So don't use a body soap on your face. I'm just going to say that's not so much fun.
Well, you know, I use a scrub.
Every day?
Every day.
Wow.
And it's great because it helps.
See, men's skin is so much different
than
women. That's
really
true.
It is different because we shave our faces, which,
yep,
you know.
Exfoliation daily.
And it helps. It really does. It helps, you know, get ingrown hairs. It keeps the skin away from the hair. It keeps the pores clean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, at my age.
Your age. Let's not even go into your age. You look fantastic.
But and then the days that I shave, because I use a cream, mm-hmm, that has a topical numbing agent to it, and then I use my brush to get that out of my pore, because it just drives me crazy.
Oh, wow.
After I even rinse my face.
All the things
still,
I learn about men's skin. I mean, I teach men's skin, but I guess I never really thought about the nuances of men's skin.
Yeah, there's a lot to it.
We're going to have to do a whole segment on that.
There's a lot to it.
Definitely going to have to do a whole segment on that.
Yeah. Hey, there goes your husband.
Always making faces
at me. I love that he's
me.
Always here supporting you.
He's
been
pretty,
in every show that I've co-hosted with you.
He's pretty fantastic. He makes probably 70 to 80% of them.
That's
so, yeah,
pretty great.
Yeah.
He's pretty funny. Yeah, he's a great guy. You're
I
very
like
lucky.
I like to think so. Well, thank
and
you.
And he's lucky, too, to have you.
Some days he feels like that. Other days, I think he's,
well,
you know, it's like we were joking on the relationship show.
Yeah.
Other days you're just like,
yeah. Well, you know, that's with anybody.
Yes, most definitely.
Friends, lovers.
Anybody.
Husbands,
best
kids.
Yeah, I would say any kind of relationship.
Yeah,
yeah,
any relationship.
There's days where you're not going to like each other. Period. Socially
really
unacceptable.
Good.
Socially acceptable and unacceptable because, well, blunt works best. We're going to chat a little bit about acceptable. Acceptable I don't always have something for because that's where you're kind of trying to outline things that people would go, well, can I do that? Well, can I not? I wanted to say it is socially acceptable to start off rough around the edges when you're socializing. If you were not raised
did
in an atmosphere.
Tanya, I'm sorry to interrupt, but Tanya's here again with another drink.
Oh, my gosh. No.
Sorry.
She's coming here.
Over.
I'm sorry, audience. I have to stop talking about socially unacceptable, and I have to have a,
and
drink.
Have a drink. And have a drink. Yes,
yeah, I'm so
drink.
Terribly, terribly sorry about this.
Every time I bring one, it's like Christmas to you.
Oh. Well, and what I love is that I never know what I'm going to get with you. Okay.
This looks like
so
a dragonberry mojito.
This is, you said, I'm assuming that this is a mojito.
Mm-hmm. This is called a dragonberry mojito.
Dragonberry.
Oh,
what's
okay.
Dragonberry. What is an actual dragon? Do we have an actual dragonberry you can bring to
Bacardi
us?
Bacardi makes a rum with dragonberry. It's strawberry infused with citruses.
Wow. Okay, I have to tell you, I'm not,
wow,
not a mojito fan at all. As a matter of fact, I'm Mexican and I'm not a mojito fan.
Mm-hmm.
I have never liked a mojito. You had me at Mo. That is delicious.
And you got that heat toe. Wow, is it good.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's really amazing. It has a splash of cranberry juice, the Bacardi dragonberry rum.
Wow.
Mint, lime, simple syrup, and soda. It's really light, really refreshing. And, you know, when we were talking about healthy eating, healthy drinking, fits right in.
Oh, wow.
That's delicious.
That is fantastic. Listeners, you've got to come down to Sweet and try these drinks. I'm not even kidding here.
And this is just one out of, I think, six flavors that we have of mojitos.
Well, you have six flavors of mojitos.
We have a mojito menu, yes.
Wow.
I mean, not many places do have a mojito menu. And the reason is because is they are handcrafted cocktails. Well,
ginger,
we actually
cucumber?
Take the time and the passion to make these and make a menu out of it.
Oh, wow. Whipped margarita, the Cadillac margarita.
So are you,
wow,
on the team that actually creates these drinks?
Yes, I am.
So, mm-hmm, you guys sit around and, like, put things with the alcohol and go,
oh, it's
good,
like an event here.
I've seen them sampling
you.
Them. They're sitting at a table like this, and you see all these drinks, and you think, oh, they're having a good time, and they're very serious drinking. I'm going to go, you're supposed to be smiling.
I mean, you see us with elbows on the table, like, just thinking, and it's hilarious. Yes, we'll have the table covered in drinks. And it's, we'll take one drink and we'll have six different versions of it because which one we like the best. You know, we have to get it just perfect.
Right. Well, it's funny because my mother was a bartender. But it was like shot of this, over ice, on the rocks. That's it. There was no foofy.
There was no mixing. That was just like,
worked. Wow. It was men who wanted to drink and get drunk fast. That was what she did.
You know, some people work like that.
Well, now I was going to say, now we just order a couple of shots of tequila, and hey, we're good to go. Mezcal, take a step up.
That's right.
But that's delicious.
That is fantastic.
I love dragonberry.
Yum.
Thank you. Well, now you do. Yeah.
I was going to say, I've never had that before, but I'll definitely be ordering that.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Thank you, hon. Okay.
Thanks, Tanya.
Socially acceptable. Like I was saying, it's acceptable to start off when you're going out to be rough around the edges. If you weren't raised in an atmosphere of socializing, with social graces, with influence, the key is to be willing to learn to better yourself. I was raised in a household where we didn't have a lot of money. So while my mother had gone out and done a lot of different things in her life, we didn't have the opportunity to really go out and practice those kinds of social graces. So when I did start going out, I was very, very insecure. Talk about feeling like I was in somebody else's skin.
Right.
I think it's important to understand that while it's acceptable, you don't want to lay that on anybody else. You want to just pay attention to how people are acting around you. When in Rome, do as the Romans are doing. And don't become a drone. Just kind of get the feel for what everybody is doing. That whole saying of use your God-given gifts proportionately, two ears and one mouth. Listen twice as much as you're talking. In this particular situation, I would listen like maybe four times as much as you're talking until you can get the groove of how things are going, what topics are being talked about, what people aren't talking about, and then just kind of feel your way and figure out how it is you want to be a part of your social atmosphere.
Yes, I would agree with that. Having grown up similar, with not a lot of money, but my mother, she was also a waitress, and she worked in fine dining establishments.
Oh, wow. So she had a lot she was able to bring home to you.
She would take us there because that was sometimes our babysitter was to go to work with her and have...
Oh, so the babysitter was dinner.
So the babysitter was the restaurant, you know.
Oh, wow.
So sometimes, you know, I helped bus tables.
Oh, how cool.
As a little kid helping her at work, and she taught us what it meant to sit there and what every fork and spoon and knife meant and what every glass was for, and so I
learned
at a very young age when, you know, why there's 10 forks.
And yeah, it's like, why were there that many things?
And like, you know, but
and you know what? You bring up a really good point. There are a lot of local restaurants around here that their management has been trained in that. Upstairs at Daniel's, they'll take and put little classes together for the teenagers and show them why and what and how. And I think that's fantastic.
I remember in junior high, I was in one of the first classes here in Puyallup that they had to do co-ed home ec classes.
Oh, wow.
So our teacher taught us all those things, too. So
yeah, I love that.
It actually started in school,
I love that.
Too.
Well, back in the day, it used to be a part of school. Now nothing's a part of school. I'm sorry. I just went there.
And you did.
And moving on.
I agree with you. I agree with you. There were things taught back in the 60s, 70s that just, you know,
aren't a part of what we do today.
And it's a shame. It's a shame because those are the social skills that these younger kids need to go out into the world.
To give them confidence.
It's not, you know, being on Facebook. It's not texting your friend.
It's being able to talk to people.
Exactly. Yeah. And hearing people and joining in a conversation.
And
that you might actually
when
know
to.
Something about.
Yes. And also, you know, one of the things that which I am so guilty of, and I have to admit, is I talk over people. And I'm having to learn.
What do you mean by that? I don't understand. What? I don't hear what you're saying there, LB. Can you talk a little louder?
I'm trying really hard in my life as a grown-up to not talk over people. So I'm working on that. House wines, created with the goal of bringing magnificent wine into homes at a magnificent price. House wines offers a daily house pour in both a red and a white that every household can enjoy every day. This wine is is easy for you to find. I'm blinded, so I'm having a hard time saying. this wine is great to serve for both family and friends, and you can find it in most grocery stores and pretty much any like a BevMo establishment around. go to originalhousewines.com/wines/house to be able to get your hands on some of this. It's fun. They have both red, white, and I think they have another wine. And we have two more foods in front of us. Holy cow.
Yes, my goodness. There's a lot of food here.
Oh, and this is one of the perks of showing up live. We will be giving this bottle of wine away tonight.
Tonight. Of our wonderful audience
members. And also, if you have tuned into the show, go to our Facebook page, like us, and let us know, hey, we listened to this show, we listened to that show, and you'll be entered into drawing for free wine tastings and the chance to win wine.
Awesome.
I know, isn't that what? Wine? Who gives wine away? I give wine away.
You give wine away. Okay, so I didn't finish my tostada.
I know, we're going to have to finish that later.
Oh.
I know, move it over.
Because there's a big beefy burger here.
We have a big beefy burger. We have this fantastic mojito. I can't believe I'm moving the mojito. That's sadness to me.
We're running out of room.
She's got something that looks really healthy. I think that's the chicken over there.
Oh, that looks delicious.
And then we've got this fantastic burger. It's going to be really interesting to listen to this show because the rollout of a food menu on a show.
Well, they can watch it too.
They can watch it. Yeah. Well, that's true.
We're live right now.
That is very true. But, you know, while we're taking a look at this food, and for my audience that goes to Socially Savvy for the blog talk and listens to it, where would they go to be able to watch this after they've heard this?
Well, we will have it up on our website, teamphotogenic.com.
Awesome.
It lives there.
We'll also
set up a Vimeo account that after our live is done, we'll put it over on Vimeo so it will live there forever.
I love that.
Ever and ever and ever. And then you can put the link on Socially Savvy Facebook page.
Wonderful. I will do that. And then all you fabulous listeners, you can look at me making a complete fool out of myself and laugh and know that in this world, you're not the only one who sometimes feels awkward because I am awkward sometimes.
Well, I think we all have awkward moments in life.
Sometimes I think I live and breathe it.
But
the Bellini's mine. Okay, so one of my favorite things here that we're going to chat real quick about, and I'm going to try to be as descriptive as I can, they have some of the most fabulous fries. They're like steak fries. They're big. They're square.
And they're delicious.
They're delicious. They do have some that are truffle fries for somebody who really wants to indulge. But let me just tell you, they're smart because the truffle fries, they serve in a smaller portion, but you're still going to want to share them.
Well, these are okay here. Yeah. Well.
Tawny just walked by with more drinks, so we'll have to ask her about the specialty. It looks like they've got your typical burger with onions, tomatoes. It looks like Thousand Island dressing, mushrooms, and
a lot of onions on there.
I would say they have fresh onions and grilled onions. The beef patty looks absolutely fantastic.
It does.
We're gonna look really silly eating this on air. I don't know how we're gonna do this.
Well, I think we'll just take maybe a bite, and then we'll eat it after the camera turns off.
Okay. That's like saying you're only going to have one Lay's.
Yeah, I know. Are they a sponsor, Lay's?
No, not yet. I'm working on it.
What? Oh, a call.
Oh, okay. Do we have our caller?
We have our call-in call. Call, call, call.
Wine, Women, and Shoes, which is the featured event for tonight. We are going to go ahead and take this call, and Duel, you get to take over while I eat.
You can eat. Hello, Ann. How are you? I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you? It's going to be a big week, isn't it?
It is.
And we're so excited for Thursday, May 2nd, for Wine, Women, and Shoes at the Four Seasons Hotel.
I'm so excited. It's going to be our best one yet.
Yes, and do you want to give us some of the highlights again of what's going to happen that night?
It's a walking, strolling, shopping event. Neiman Marcus is going to be there to forecast the fashion trends of the spring and summer.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have an amazing fashion show.
Yes.
We'll have 9 wineries participating where you can sit and shop. Some of the best wineries in Washington and some from Napa. It's going to be really, really fun. Really neat things to see and fun winemakers to meet.
So what was the preface of designing this event?
This is an event benefiting Seattle Children's Home, and I am a member of the Carey Oliver Guild, which is a guild that started 128 years ago. It's the oldest guild in Washington State. And our mission is to help children and their families by providing comprehensive mental health and development services. It's special place and the only charity in Washington State that helps with mental health for children.
Excellent. Fantastic.
And that's one of those things. I didn't realize that there was only one organization that was focusing on mental health for children. I just kind of assumed that most organizations, when they're dealing with children, would address that issue.
I agree. I think most of the time when you hear children, you associate it with Children's Hospital. And in fact, this is something entirely different and very specialized. And it really touches a lot of people all over, not just in the state of Washington, but all, people come from all over to receive, you know, care here. And it's a really special place.
Wow. Well, and I love the event that you guys have put together, this Wine Women in Shoes. I had the pleasure of going, I think, not last year, but the year before.
The first year. Inaugural year.
And it was so much fun because you do such a great job of, there were quite a few winemakers that were there that were showing off their wine. The shoe selection was absolutely amazing. It was so fun going around trying to figure out what shoes you wanted to try to get. And then there were a couple of different little vendors there too. But it was all, you know, anytime you can party with a cause, and you guys did it so well.
Well, and this year it's going to be with Neiman Marcus being our fashion partner doing the fashion show. We've got the finery that's going to be there again, David Lawrence. We've got Lena Zenadine's going to be
there. I'm so excited for Lena.
Yeah, yeah. And then all the wines, local wines. We've got Chateau St. Michel, O Wines, a lot of couple California wines are coming up.
Woodhouse Wine Estate, Basil Cellars. It's going to be really, really fun.
Oh, I'm so excited.
This is a national event that happens in other cities, Anne. Can you tell us how many years? Do you know how many years that they started this?
I don't know how long Wine Women and Shoes have been around, but I do know they pick one charity per state because of how coveted the title and the event is and how everyone wants to participate in it. So we were lucky enough to see the charity for the state of Washington represented by Wine Women and Shoes.
Yeah.
Which is really an honor for us, and they do a great job. We partner with them on this. They help us with all the marketing materials and really reaching out to wineries and vendors that are, you know, just want this experience and want to give back to the community, which is so lovely and fun.
Yeah, it's going to be great, and the VIP is already sold out,
yes,
which is fantastic.
So we have to get there nice and early.
That's too funny.
Well, and you know, me being the master of ceremonies, they have given me a very special code to give out today on today's show that will give a $25 off the ticket price for the general admission. And if they go to the Seattle Children's Home website, click on the event to buy tickets, and enter in the team photo, T-E-A-M, photo, P-H-O-T-O, they will get $25 off their ticket for this Thursday's event. How awesome is that?
See, I love having access to this fun stuff.
First 50 people to do that will get a discounted price and have fun.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Use for shopping while you're there.
Oh, most
exactly.
Definitely.
And get a raffle ticket that can win you a custom California closet filled with goodies.
Okay, that's the part I'm going after.
Yeah, and yeah, that's what, $10,000 value, Anne?
I think right now we're at $10,000.
Yeah, $10,000 value.
Definite. The product is from some of your favorite shops and some like really special boutiques that many people haven't had a chance to visit, but it's a great opportunity to get you there, too.
Yes. So, thank you, Anne, for joining us again on Socially Savvy, and I'll see you on Thursday.
I look forward to it.
Great.
I'm ready to shop.
Yeah.
Me too. I get to come in and co-host and then shop.
Yeah, super fun. Thank you again, Anne.
Take care. Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
So while she was talking, we have all this fabulous food that was brought into
the room. There's like a lot of food.
And
then
I'm like going, Tanya, come tell us about it so we can try it. So we've got this burger in front of us. It looks like we've got a chicken and carrots and then this amazing salmon with some asparagus
and rice. Yes.
I think that he's probably going to, our lovely, oh my gosh, okay, brain just lost.
Josh.
Is going to zero in and grab some fantastic photos. If you come in and you see this, you're going to want to come in and eat it, I'm telling you. That's the other thing that I really appreciate. Their presentation is really, really beautiful. I think with the onset of all these food shows,
Yeah.
People have become much more aware of the presentation. You can have great food and still make it look nice. It doesn't have to be just thrown on a plate.
Well, you know, you're right. And that look, that salmon looks delicious.
Okay, Tanya, we need you to come tell us about the food. She's all swiping, going, I have things to do. Don't you tell me. I'm trying to run a restaurant here. So the burger we were looking at, it looks like there's grilled onions and mushrooms. There's fresh onions and tomatoes. It looks like a Thousand Island sauce.
Garlic aioli.
Oh, I love aioli.
And I don't know if you noticed what kind of bun. It's a brioche bun.
Now, what's
a brioche bun?
What
brioche
is
brioche bun is a really soft, flaky, fluffy type of bread.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's shiny
oh,
on the
yeah.
top. It has like a thin, crisp layer of bread.
Oh, yum.
I mean, it's got a crisp layer to it. It's not like crunchy or anything. It's just a nice texture to add to the fluffiness of the bread. It is amazing.
Oh, wow. Okay, and then
dig
we're looking
in,
at a, well, while I'm digging in.
And then I don't know if you noticed, but it is a Kobe beef.
Okay, so we weren't sure what that was.
Yeah, if you've never tried Kobe beef comes from Japan.
It's the best.
You know, I think what we're going to have to do is try the burger after the show.
Yeah, I'll take it and cut it.
And what we'll do is then we'll Yelp about it. So we'll talk about the burger itself on a Yelp or on a Facebook post. But that is just, I'm so glad that we got, that it just looks so yum. It doesn't look like a typical burger. I am going to steal a fry before you leave.
So tell us about the chicken.
And
then the salmon.
Okay, so the chicken is a Statler Airline chicken. It is stuffed with spinach and feta cheese. Oh, my gosh, this melts in your mouth.
Oh.
Not in your hand.
Yum.
And with roll-cut carrots.
Oh, that looks so cute.
Oh, my gosh, are amazing.
Oh, and yes, I did do the flip and dip. So with French fries, just to let you know, I break them in half, and then I dip them, and then I flip it around and dip it, so I'm not double dipping.
How socially acceptable are you?
I know, isn't that cute?
Oh, my goodness.
And I can have as much ketchup as I want.
People, did you hear that?
That's how you double dip.
That's how you can double dip. You break
the
your
flip
french
and
fry
dip.
In two and put both pieces in the ketchup.
And then you take your bite
it.
And then you flip it and then you can dip the other side.
I think you developed a new trend.
Right here on Socially Savvy.
Team
Photogenic. Okay, bring that chicken over. Let's rotate here. I want to check this out. One of the things that we were commenting on before you had walked over was how beautiful the presentation is. When people bring people out to go out to dinner or try new foods, a lot of times you've just got, you know, you're used to the food being placed on the plate. But you can tell you guys put a little bit more care, and it's like with the asparagus, it's all kind of fanned out, and you've got the salmon on top, and the rice is nice and cupped and it's formed.
Mm-hmm.
It's just
carrots.
A fun way of you know, it's impressive when you have a date to have food look fabulous.
Mm-hmm. People that take the time to present a plate, it's an art, especially, you know, it's. For example, the rice. I've had white rice come to my table, and it's just
did you lose your
on the
fork?
Plate.
I lost my fork. I think it's in your hand.
No, this is my fork.
Where's
this
my fork, though?
I don't know. What'd you do with your fork?
Are we not double dipping with the fork?
No, I'm not double dipping with the fork.
Oh, jeez.
You must have left it on the spring roll plate.
Oh, I bet you I did. Okay.
The carrots are delicious.
So I've got to take a quick bite of this chicken. Oh, my gosh, this thing is oozy.
That would be the feta.
That would be the feta. Oh, this is so pretty. This
and
is
going to
be
LB
so
eat
scary.
It on camera.
Yeah, watch
yeah.
me eat it on camera. Okay, while I'm eating the chicken, tell us a little bit about the salmon.
So the miso, this salmon is called the miso salmon. It has a miso glaze on top, grilled medium, has a miso glaze underneath with sautéed asparagus and white rice. It is amazing. It's sweet and not too sweet. It's so refreshing. It's so light. The salmon is cooked perfectly.
Not that I'm on a diet or anything, but what's the calorie for that plate alone?
You know? Only calorie you're going to find is in the white rice.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And on the chicken, you're talking about the feta cheese. It's going to be basically, how do you cook the chicken?
The chicken
just with spices?
Oven baked.
Oven baked.
Yes.
And the carrots? Just blanched?
Yep.
Because they're just
they have a little
tender.
Bit of crunch to it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yep.
When they're mushy. Not so much.
I'm not baby food.
I like that. I'm not baby.
Yeah.
And now I'm trying to say
I don't have dentures yet, okay?
No dentures. We like a little. We like it to taste like a vegetable, not like a puree.
Well,
I'm
going to
take
the salmon.
I don't work for Gerber.
Don't laugh when you eat, LB. That's not attractive.
I don't want.
It's socially unacceptable.
I don't want food coming out my nose.
Wow. Okay, I'll have to try this, since there's no calories to it whatsoever.
Well, what I have to say about the menu so far, all the different foods that we've tried, the flavors are lively. Mm-hmm. They're fun. They're tantalizing. But they're not overdone. Like, sometimes you'll get spices where it'll be too spicy, and you're like, okay, so if you're bringing in a friend or a date, you know, is it going to be too much for them? Is it going to be too little? I think you guys did a really great job on mastering the menu as far as the spice and hotness of where it is, so that, you know, most people could really, really enjoy it. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for inviting us to come and roll out your new menu and share. And, wow, I look forward to just pigging out here in a few minutes. Thank you, Tanya.
Thank you, Tanya.
Oh, well, we get to finish with one more drink. Oh, wow. Okay, so.
That's good.
I know. This is the fun part of our show. I love this part. All right. Socially unacceptable because, again, blunt works best. It is socially unacceptable. And there's not even, I know TV says it's okay, but it is unacceptable to be fake. I struggle here because we've got TV shows that celebrate being fake. But if you're looking to have real active relationships, I think most of the TV shows should say, don't try this at home.
Well,
because people do. They go out there trying to pretend that they're things that they're not, and then they wonder why people aren't connecting with them.
I want to say a lot to this, but
please do.
I think it comes back to education,
yeah,
and really parents taking the time, if they know what it means to be sincere.
That's true.
If parents don't know, how can they teach their children what they don't know?
Well, I agree with that.
It starts at home.
Well, I agree with that. Up until the age of about 13, 14, and this was back when I didn't have all the social media interactions. You didn't have all the information at, you know, 14, well, at 10, 11, 12, these kids are writing programs and they can access infinite amounts of information.
That's true.
The excuse to be able to say, I wasn't raised that way.
But
yes and no, if you have access. Now, if you are somewhere, because when I was really young, even if I was living in the same conditions that we have now in the social media area, I probably wouldn't have a computer. So then, no, I wouldn't have access. But I think there comes a point in your life when you hit into your teens where you have to kind of take it upon yourself to educate yourself, regardless of what your background came from.
I agree, because we all have done that.
Yep.
I mean,
that's why we sit here.
That's why we sit here, right, but... You know, I think parents do need to sit their children down and explain to them on TV programs that display reality as not, which is not really a reality. Because
do not try this at home.
Because not everybody lives like the Kardashians.
Oh, my gosh.
Or can keep up with them.
Well, and apparently it doesn't make the Kardashians all that happy either, so.
Well, clearly not. But
clearly
90
money,
seconds.
Money does everything.
Is this series like Ugly Cousin?
Yeah, we got 90 seconds here. With our show Now National, we've started pulling all of our local events onto our Facebook pages. So be sure to check them out at Socially Savvy Events and throughout the week at LB Duchess and Socially Savvy. Next week's show is going to be airing on a very special night, Wednesday night instead of Monday, and we will be broadcasting live from Darnell Sue's Girl Power Hour event, The Power of Women in Social Media.
60 seconds.
You can go to... Facebook.com/sociallysavvylbduchess to get more information on that event and most of the events that are coming up. We want to make sure that we thank our sponsors tonight, The Sweet Lounge, Bellevue Nordstrom Cosmetics, Get Seen Productions, Team Photogenic, House Wines, Pop Chips, Kind Bars, and Girly Girl Wines. Ending the show tonight with a glass of, I'm not quite sure what it is coming over. I'm going to end it with a Bellini. I'm just going to end it with Bellini. We want to remind you to like us on our Facebook page, Socially Savvy, to be entered into drawings for prizes and from our secret sponsors and to subscribe to the show. Make sure that all your social events that you attend are better because you were there, and have a socially savvy week.
And go to seattlechildrens.org,
yes.
seattlechildrenshome.org. Go to buy tickets.
10 seconds.
Put in Team Photo to get your discounted tickets for this Thursday's Wine, Women, and Shoes 2013.
Hope to see you there.